don't waste the good crisis. The situation the way it is right now is a great time to sit down and not only rethink, but possibly reinvent the way in which we look at real estate and workplace.
Welcome to the Alter Group Podcast on Real Estate. I'm your host, Tom Silva. Today, our guest is R.J. Brennan, Associate and Director of Workplace Strategies at IA Interior Architects. R.J. has lectured internationally on sustainable design, high-performance workspaces, and change management. He's a former president of Cornet Global's Chicago chapter. R.J., I'm going to open up by asking you about the issue of cost. A new study by Cornet Global, which is called the Portfolio Research Consortium, is saying that cutting cost is actually the highest priority of corporations right now, with consolidation and alternative workplace strategies at number 2 and 3. And of course, those are also connected to the issue of cost. So give us a sense of what the dangers are with looking to cut costs from your real estate.
At some point, when you cut, you eliminate... You start to eliminate the critical components of the business by not being able to support change, not being able to handle churn. If you don't have enough space to be able to move people around, that becomes an impediment to being able to do business effectively.
So where does a corporate services group or an internal corporate real estate department begin with the initiative of cost cutting?
We need to identify a vision and define a process. You know, speaking from experience, a data-driven, culturally sensitive, accountable approach wins the day because it's sustainable. Okay, it can continue. Starting with organizational leadership to begin effectively mapping the vision financially, operationally, and culturally is key. You have some place to leap off from, some place to be able to evaluate, is this important, is that important, before you move forward. And the next step is discovery, to identify the opportunities, identify the gaps, and to assess how the momentum can be maintained, because it's critical that once it starts, you have to keep it going. Otherwise, people will look at it and go, well, that failed. And now all of a sudden, you're worse off than you would have been if you hadn't tried to start something.
And RJ, give me a sense of the enterprise level discussions that have to take place before you drill down to cost cutting at the real estate level.
The way that I suggest starting is to look at what's affecting the business. How is the business changing? Is it competition? Is it governmental intervention? Is it inefficiency in operations? Is it a widely distributed organization that potentially could benefit from a consolidation? Is it, for instance, an insurance company with call centers? And that maybe it's evolved from being field offices to call centers, and now you got them scattered all over the place, when if you had a decent telephone system, you'd be able to consolidate it into a couple of regional areas, and boom, you just extracted a tremendous amount of real estate and personnel count out of being able to overlap regions and be able to call forward back and forth.
And part of this is coming from the business units, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I mean, the origin of this, the discovery, has to start in the trenches with the business units. I mean, the vision for the company is really comes from senior leadership. But the data, what you're going to be using to be able to interpret the vision into reality, is going to come from the people in the field.
So let's look at it from a very practical level. Where do you look for waste in a real estate portfolio?
A good way to do it is, because it builds some team camaraderie, is to walk the space with one of the core team members and not interact with people in the field, just literally walk around. And look at, you're looking for user torture, you're looking for misappropriated items, you're looking for reappropriated items, you're just looking for the way that the space has kind of evolved into whatever it is, the condition that it's in at the moment. And this will help in a couple areas. One is it helps to understand the culture of the organization, what their level of expectation is. And if it's really cobbled together, then you can anticipate that there's going to be a perception from their standpoint of what's acceptable and what is not. We look at the situation through a number of filters. Is that we do the walk around that just gets the static view of what's going on. Then we get we have questionnaires that get filled out about the concrete information that's filled out by a liaison with each department.
And what does that allow you to do? Who do you get to talk to after you've collected that information?
We're able to speak with the department leaders on a very knowledgeable level. But the questions that are important to ask them is, what do you do? Why are you here? What influences you? How do you interact with other departments? How do you interact with other groups external to this location or external to the company? Where is your business going? How do you benefit or are supported by IT? Is there an opportunity through IT to increase the mobility of your workers, to be able to become less tethered to the physical environment? Where do you see this going over the next couple, 5-7 years? And literally do that at each level of each department of the company, so that we start to get this panorama, this kind of painting of what's going on internal, so that when we start to take a step back and look at how we might create a work environment that supports this, that we take into account the multiple facets of that organization in coming up with a solution.
Can you offer up a specific example?
A major consulting firm that has a regional office here in Chicago. One of the goals of the organization was to reduce square footage. And in part, they were able to do that because as a consulting firm, their people are out of the office quite a bit. But they brought along a certain amount of prior history on anticipated or expected sizes of offices and workspaces. And we had a kind of an interesting situation where, and this was one of the opportunities of the project, where they'd already signed a lease, and so it was a finite amount of square footage. And to be able to put those exact size offices and workstations in place, we would have to eliminate all of the support space, or a substantial amount of the support space, like meetings and conference rooms. In going to multiple people per workstation, it increases the need for meeting space, because the people, when they're in the office, the purpose of there is either to do busy office-related, expense reports and stuff like that, which hopefully are available online, or to meet with other team members that are also typically out running around doing work. And so in that environment, we had this kind of conundrum. We have X amount of square footage. We have an expectation on allocation on an individual basis. What we needed was additional team space. How could we go about looking at creating that? And we ended up walking senior leadership through a very simple analysis where you took the 40 square feet out of a 180 square foot office, and you took it out of three offices, put it together into one space, and now you have 120 square foot four-person meeting space. Which was more important? The 40 square feet that literally had no impact, and we demonstrated that, no impact to the furniture or the function of the office, or the additional four-person meeting space that everyone was going to be able to use. It was really hard for anyone to be able to stand up and say and object to that when the head of the office, the executive sponsor, said, "That works for me. It makes all the sense in the world."
RJ, does any of this change if it's a lease situation as opposed to owned facilities?
Well, some of the basic idea is similar, but the walk around may be lease related. I have a large national insurance company that came to us and said that they wanted to reduce their square footage. And the first thing that we asked for was, we had a request for information for the client, and asked them for some basic square footage in the leases, number of people in each location, the optimum occupancy of each location, asked them for plans.